For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here is your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, David, how are you doing?
I am doing well again. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. It's my favorite hour on the radio all week.
Absolutely.
This hour, and it's here finally.
Yes, and you people on the Bayway, it's the Bayway is about to get shorter and better just because we're on the air.
That's right.
All right, guys, three generations in the floor care business. A&A Vacuum, we repair every kind of vacuum, shampoo, or steam mop you can think of. I don't care where you bought it. I don't care what's wrong with it. Our estimates are always free. And when we do vacuum or shampoo or steam mop repair, we make it look, smell, and run like brand new. And then, you know what? When you are tired of repairing it, my goodness, we have the best prices. We can beat any website, any big box store. I carry all the things you would find at a big box store, but then by the time most people get to us, they are through doing the big box store internet thing. So they'll say to us, okay, show us something good. We don't want to go broke buying it, but we want to find something that is far more dependable than what we would find in a big box store or on the internet. And we specialize in that stuff. And then, of course, anything we sell, you don't worry about the warranty. We handle the warranty and the upkeep for you. So shampooers, vacuums, steam mops, central vacuums, all of that is stuff we sell and in our stores. And we've got two, one in Mobile and one in Fairhope, and I might as well give those addresses right now. In Mobile, we are a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. And in Fairhope, we're about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98. As a matter of fact, we're right across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. My brother Tony runs that store in Fairhope. Telephone number over there is 928-9286 in Mobile. It is 661-3549. Now, you're catching this radio show every Sunday at 3, but watch our television show on Comcast 6. That comes on from 7 to 7:30, Monday through Friday. And for goodness sakes, check out our webpage, Shopping for Vax. That's Shopping, F-O-R, Vax, .com. From there, if you want to go to our Facebook page and like us, you will also be able to catch our podcast of this show on our Facebook page as well. And then you can listen to us anytime you want.
And you know, this is to change the subject a little bit. No snow on the ground, but it certainly is beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
Yes, it is.
And I know, because I've known you for years, that you have at your house, all the decorations are up and finished, all the shopping is done, all the menus have been planned for the eats, and you are ready.
Well, if this may surprise you, but we are. But you know why? Because Katie Bug has done every ounce of it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you hired somebody. A Christmas now, decorating now, company.
Look, I could hire tons of people. I could tell my wife I got it. But I don't know. I suspect yours is probably the same. It doesn't matter what I say. She's going to move me out of the way and do what she was going to do anyway. So it's just better for me to take a step back, get out of the way, and watch and learn. And
yeah,
that's
Marguerite,
what I do.
Marguerite's on me saying, when are you going to test the lights? You know, they're not even out of the box
now,
yet.
We bought the tree, and then I stepped out of the way. We have a big front picture window, and that Christmas tree, I don't know why in years past we haven't put it there, but it's beautiful. As you drive down our street, you can see it, and it's absolutely beautiful. Katie Bug did a fine, fine job. Even if she didn't, I would be saying Katie Bug did a fine, fine job no matter what.
Well, for the last, 10 years at least, Marguerite and I have had our kids and grandkids over to our house on Christmas Eve afternoon.
That's us, yes.
Now, there's a plus in that, besides the fact that it's a good time to give the grandkids and the kids their presents. But also, since it's Santa Claus is coming that night,
right?
Along a little bit after sundown, the grandbabies start getting restless, and the crowd clears out. We don't have to say, "Hey, party's over," anything, you know. Well, this year we're doing it at one of our daughter's house, and so this year we're not going to put up the big tree. We put up a smaller tree sitting on a table, and just a few decorations. A lot of our decorations have wound up over at the daughter's house.
Oh, yes.
But that's fine.
Well, when you got...
And we're going to their house to do it instead of hosting the event.
Well, and that will. You will enjoy that part of it. But for us, we will have an entire room, you know, when you got seven kids.
Mm-hmm.
An entire room filled with wrapped presents. My wife will wrap every single one of them. I'm telling you, she does the work of 10 people.
Yeah.
And my job is
we
to
We should have her up here advising people on how to
well,
wrap.
Well, you know, let me tell you, she could organize everybody's Christmas for them. what I do the past three Sunday mornings in a row is I get up early and start the Christmas music. And I guess that just gets things started, and it works. It works beautifully. I will have another Merry Christmas again, thanks to Katie.
Well, one thing we tried to do this year to simplify is not draw names. And the reason is because sometimes it's a member of your own family, but you really, you know, you got to get in conversation with them. What would you like? And that kind of thing. So we've sort of adopted a thing that a lot of businesses do with the Dirty Santa concept.
Yes.
And you just buy either a male or female present, or better yet, just a present that would be good for anybody. You wrap them all up, go to the party, and they give you a number, and then you go up and draw your present. And
yes.
I bring that up, David, because I'm wondering if at your shop, if somebody's, you know, in the midst of everything else, trying to find one or two Dirty Santa presents, that you might actually have something that would work.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, because probably one of the biggest Dirty Santa presents you could get, or best ones, Lamberger, which we've talked about on this show before, but certainly not near enough and not around the Christmas time. Lamberger is probably the greatest inexpensive gift. You will get more mileage out of that gift. And what it is, it's people look at it and they think, and it's spelled Lampy Burger, but it said, you say it, Lamberger.
Sounds French.
And they've even changed the name to Maison Burger now. It won't matter. You can type in either one,
mm-hmm.
and it won't matter. It's air purification. It was invented in the late 1800s to purify the air in morgues and hospitals, and then Coco Chanel came up with the fragrances. And literally, for $39, you can get somebody an entire Lamberger kit. That's the bottle, the wick, the fragrance. It's the best gift, because they get it. I am telling you, they won't like it. They will love it. They rave about it.
And if you get it as a Dirty Santa present, you might not want to show it around the room, because you know somebody's going to steal it.
Everyone's going to fight over it, I'm telling you. And then once they get it, that's good for me, because they will continually want to try out new fragrances,
mm-hmm.
and they will come into my store. But I am telling you, whoever gets it, you have their gift for life. Every Christmas, every birthday, any holiday at all, you can buy them now a bottle of Lamberger fragrance, any kind you want, and there's multitudes to choose from, and they will be the happiest person on earth. The funny one is when a guy gets it to take home to his apartment or his house, and then he's got a girlfriend, and she smells it. Next thing you know, he's buying her one and several fragrances she wants him to burn in his home next time she comes by. So Lamberger, that will be the Dirty Santa gift
of all time.
Of all time, I'm telling you.
You'll be the hit of the party, and we got to go to break.
All right, we'll go to break, and we'll be right back, guys. You're listening to Talking Dirty with David Lord.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
All right, everybody, we're back. David Lord, A&A Vacuum Mart. Two locations, one in Westmobile, a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. The telephone number there is 661-3549. In Fairhope, my brother Tony is out there, 928-9286. He is about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital across the on Highway 98, across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. And we had a huge compliment this past week. We went to somebody's house in Timber Creek, as a matter of fact, to fix something in regards to their built-in vacuum flow system. And the guy there said, you know, I went, who's the guy out in the Fairhope store? And I said, well, that's my brother Tony. He said, I swear, you would think every time I walk in there, it's as if he's known me my entire life. And I said, well, that's Tony. Tony may be, if you look up the nicest man in the world, so you Google that, you'll get a picture of Tony right there. He really is genuinely one of the nicer people you will ever meet. And everybody feels like they've known him their entire life in the first 2 minutes after going to that store.
Can I tell him something about Tony?
Yes.
When you go in, unless he's really busy, ask him to do a character voice for you.
He has
he's got a bushel of them, and he doesn't. You close your eyes, and you'd swear it's that person.
It's that guy. Well, you know, it's funny. He first got into acting many, many years ago. He was just out of high school, had never acted before, and my older, not my older brother, his older brother, he's 4 years younger than me, my brother Dan, had just started acting around in the local Mobile circuit. So a guy had to cancel, I've forgotten, he couldn't do it anymore. So they needed somebody like the day of.
Wow.
Tony read his script. Went out there. Now Dan was good from the day he started, but you got to remember, I am 10 years older than Tony, so I'm probably 28 to 30 in that age group, and I go to see him at the, it was right next to McGill. What is that? The is it just the Mobile Theater? Is that what it is? Theater Guild, yes.
Yeah.
And I watched him. And while my brother was good and everybody in it was very good, I see my brother, 18 years old, stand up there, never acted in his life, and some people just...
And he just got the call that day.
That's it. Read the script, did it that night, but his stage presence was incredible. And I had just never seen anything like that. And when you see it's your brother 10 years younger than you... You go, oh my gosh, I've never seen him like that before. He was spectacular. And then over the years won many awards on the acting circuit here in the local market. But yes, Tony is fantastic and wish he would get back into it again. But yes, if you went over there and asked him to be somebody, you will say he became that person.
Oh yeah.
I mean, he is fantastic.
Because on the earlier shows that we did here, he did some characters.
Yes.
We didn't know what was coming down until we got further into
it. You don't. And it's a little scary for us sometimes, but he is terrific.
I just had this mental flash. Talking Dirty, the musical.
Be careful. Charlie's going to get us in trouble. I can see that now.
I can see it on the lights of Broadway.
Well.
And there's a chorus of vacuum cleaners, you know.
Absolutely.
Doing high kicks.
That's right. One. No, I don't even know the rest of the words after that.
Two, three, four.
Anyway, we were talking about Dirty Santa gifts.
Yeah.
And I realized that while we talk about our big items like our Infinity vacuums and our built-in vacuum systems with the retractable hose system and all that's wonderful, we never talk of some of our best items are our cheap items. And Lamberger was one of them. But then we have some of the best hand vacs ever. If you were looking to get somebody a simple gift, inexpensive, for $39, we sell a Ricard Gem, G-E-M hand vac.
Is that that black oval shape? Kind
That's
of?
It. It is a little hand vac. It's the only all-steel motor hand vac in the business. If a guy loves his vehicle or has a little workshop that he needs a good, cheap, but very powerful hand vac, this is it. For $39, it has more suction than a Kirby vacuum. I'm not lying. Very simple. It's got four or five attachments that will come with it. Literally, he'll plug it in, and he will love it for many, many years. Just a great product to get. And like I said, for $40.
So we're talking to you that out there that are going to a family party or a company party, and you're told, bring a Dirty Santa present. And you're out there shopping, and you're tired, and you think, where in the world am I going to find?
And let me tell you, nobody's going to think of a vacuum cleaner.
Or a vacuum cleaner place, even, you know. And
yes.
Here's the deal. Make it easy on yourself. And I promise you, you go by and look at the battery-operated Carvax,
yes,
and the Lamborghini air purification with flavors.
Yeah, yes.
And your problem is solved.
It will be. And then on top of that, I've got several others. I do have, and I think you got last time, the rechargeable. ReadyVac makes a rechargeable hand vac.
Yeah, that's the tall one when you, yes, put the stem on it.
And let me tell you.
Let me tell you that thing, and it will run forever.
I was going to say, it's got a good run time on it. The suction is very good, so that's another good gift. One of them is, of all things, it's called the Super Crevice Tool. It's about, I don't know, maybe 24 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even, I think I've got one for 36. They're flexible, so they're designed to go down the dryer vent where all that lint will collect. Even though you clean the screen every time like we do, there will still be stuff that gets impacted.
Down in the bottom.
That's it.
Yeah.
up under a refrigerator, which I ended up having to use mine for that here just before Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact. You will be amazed at how much crud gets under and behind the refrigerator. So it's perfect for that as well. I sell a product called beeswax that is a wonderful furniture polish, and I think you would already expect it to be a furniture polish being beeswax. But I will tell you, and on the can it will say, use on stainless steel, use on mirrors, use on windows. Almost anything you can use it on, it is fantastic. When you use it on your mirrors, then you can expect it when you go take a shower, a hot shower, it can still fog up the glass, but it goes away much quicker. If you get handprints on it, all you got to do is just take that same cloth and buff out that spot. It'll come out immediately. It is just a remarkable product. I think it sells for $14.95 on Amazon. I sell it for $12.95 in my store. It is just a fantastic product. Beeswax is what it's called. Solazyme is a stain remover that I carry in my store. I've sold it for 20 years.
And I can attest that it works.
Yes, and you're not going to remember the name since it's called Solazyme, and I couldn't spell it if I wanted to, and I've sold it 20 years. Just come in and say, what is that stain stuff you carry?
That's it.
That's what it'll be. I will show you how well it works. It will take Sharpie marker out of clothes, out of carpet. It doesn't matter how long it's been there. It will totally get rid of it. And then my biggest seller in the whole entire store is a product called Quick Away. And that is for people with odor issues, not themselves, their pets usually are the culprit.
You got my attention there for a second.
Yes. If you have had a cat or a dog go in a certain spot, and in fact, we had somebody Saturday that said, we just moved into this house and our dog has decided he can't figure out where the bathroom is anymore. So he's gone several places in the house where before he never went into the house. He went outside. Well, they can mist heavily this product on those areas. He won't go back to those spots anymore. And if it gets into the pad, you can inject it into the pad to get rid of it in the pad, so you don't have to cut that out as well. But then go on, if somebody left the window down in the back seat of the car and it got moisture in there and it's musty smelling, spray it in there as well. It'll totally eliminate that odor. I sell more of that collectively than everything in the store combined. QuickAway is just a phenomenal product. And you can buy that in my store for $12.95 for 32 ounces. And you can even dilute that product as well. So I think that music means we have to cut it short here. But those are our Dirty Santa gifts. So, guys, we'll be right back in just a few minutes, and we'll tell you about some more things we got.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
All right, guys, we're back. You're listening to David Lord and A&A Vacuum Mart, where you've got to bring me your vacuum cleaners for service and repair. And if you want to bring them to me, you'll take them to either Westmobile, which is a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road, or you'll take it to my Fairhope store about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98, same side of the street. Any machine you have, I don't care where you bought it, how much you paid, who borrowed it, what kind of shape it's in, don't worry about any disgusting things that may have been picked up, because I don't care. I just want to know what you need me to do, and most people will say, fix this, fix that. And for goodness sakes, please get the odors out of this machine. And that tells me plenty. And I promise you, when you get it back, it will run like new. It will look like new.
You might not even identify it.
You won't. You will probably tell me that it's not your vacuum, worried that I'm going to give you somebody's brand new machine. But it will be yours, and it will smell fantastic. You know, about the time you vacuum and you look at your wife and say, honey, it smelled better before I vacuumed than after, that's when you need to bring it to me, and then I promise you it will smell fantastic again.
And if you've got a big crowd coming in for the holidays, you know, you want to vacuum vacuum the carpets and clean the floors and have everything clean and smelling clean.
Yes.
And then after the party's over, you get to go back and do it again to clean up the mess.
Absolutely. But
so
hey,
get that vacuum cleaner tune-up done now.
Yes, and it will be ready to go to work for you. Now, I do want to give a big congratulations to Miss Leslie Coalglazer. She and her husband came in this past Monday, and they came to our Cottage Hill store, even though they live in Spanish Fork. But they've owned a Filter Queen, and if anybody knows about Filter Queen, we're talking about a $1,300 to $1,500 vacuum cleaner.
Explains why I've never heard of it.
Could be. That could very
Filter
well be.
Filter Queen, that's the brand name.
Yes, and they've been around forever. They yeah. are synonymous with great stuff. Great motors, as a matter of fact, so good that when my dad first started his vacuum cleaner business, he used Filter Queens to clean out everybody else's vacuum. That's what he used because it was durable and it was powerful. Great machine. They owned it for 27 years.
Wow.
And their cleaning lady said, look, I think your Filter Queen's about dead. I have always wanted you to get a Shark. Will you get a Shark vacuum? So they were coming down looking at Sharks. They said they decided to ask five different people, where is the best place to go look for vacuums? She said all five stated unequivocally, A&A Vacuum Mart, which is, what a wonderful compliment.
You handled this popularity really well, David. You're still humble.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Don't ask my wife about that. She says I can't even make it in the doorway. So they started looking, and again, the beautiful part about our store, they are not a bunch of vacuums set on a shelf too high to look at or touch.
And still in the box.
Right. You get to take these out. You get to try them. So she tried them against Sharks. She could try them against Dysons. Heck, she could try them against Rainbow vacuums if she wanted. And she ended up picking out a Ricard vacuum. We've talked about them before, made in the USA. The model number she got was an R40 Premium. That happens to be the Ricard brand, their very best vacuum cleaner. And that is an Infinity vacuum. So in her case...
Did she get the Infinity program?
Yes, she did. Which means for the same price that she would have found it had she looked it up and bought it on Amazon. Exact same price. What she will get because she bought it from us is every single year that she, of 10 years, she will have that machine tuned up completely for free.
So for the next 10 years, peace of mind.
Absolutely. Now that's typically $49.95 each year. And that will be done absolutely for free. When she gets that done, the filter kit that would go with it, because there's three filters in that machine, HEPA filters, those will be replaced for free as well. If they just bought the filter kit, that's $39.95. That will be taken care of when we do the annual tune-up.
Those two things alone, I'm doing math.
That's
over
80,
here.
$890
over a 10-year period.
You got it.
For free.
Absolutely, for free.
But you're not finished.
I'm not. No, but wait, there's more. Any repair that comes up that you would think, you know, that should be under warranty, it will be under warranty. No questions asked. I don't care who did it. It's covered. And it will be covered quickly in my store. And if I don't get it quickly enough, you will walk out with my loaner vacuum, which is this exact same model vacuum. You are not going to get the Bissell loaner with the duct tape wrapped around it. When you bought and paid for...
You've seen Marguerite's vacuum.
I have, and I just didn't want to bring it up on live because I didn't want to humiliate her like that.
All right.
But no, you will not get Marguerite's loaner vacuum. You will get the same model vacuum until I get yours fixed. At any time, if Miss Colglazer wants to rent, and I'm going to use that term carefully here, our top-of-the-line shampooer, she will get to rent it for absolutely free of charge, and we will provide the shampoo for her as well. So after Christmas, when everybody's gone, and she looks around and says, wow, three drinks were spilled, and the dip was spilled over there.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have to worry. She will get our shampooer. She can rent it for 1 hour or for a couple of days. I won't really care. Bring it back. She doesn't. I'll tell her, don't clean it. Just bring it back to me. We'll clean it. I want it spotless clean so the next person that is involved in the Infinity program can get this machine, and they won't cut it on, and it will smell like someone else's home. It will smell wonderful when she uses it, and she will have great, the top-of-the-line shampoo to go in that product. And then for the entire 10 years, anything she buys in our store will be 10% off. So it is a great program. She got the best vacuum at the same price she would have bought it on Amazon. And then she will get the Infinity program at no extra charge because we're going to handle it for her. So thank you to Miss Colglazer. And for goodness sakes, anybody that knows her, ask her what she thinks.
I have a feeling she left the store happy.
Well, the way we figured this program out, as I said to the guys, once we got the okay from everybody, is the test is not how many we sell. The test to me is in everyone that we sold, that everything that I just said that they will get, they better get with no stress whatsoever. That's when we're successful. It's not when we sell it. It's when the program plays out exactly the way it should play out without any hitches anywhere. And Miss Cole Glazer, I promise you, it will play out well for you. So Infinity Vacuums, people out there that think you don't want a vacuum for Christmas, I promise you, after so many years, people really do. Don't listen, jewelry is wonderful. But after a while, you've been jewelried out. Now, the work of the home, like mowing the lawn, cleaning the home, still has to be done. And we want it done as easily as possible because guess what? The home stays the same size and we get older. So it gets harder to clean. So we need every advantage we can. And I promise you, the Infinity Vacuum Program is one of those ways to keep up with the housework.
And although you didn't mention it yet today, you have in the past, what an ideal concept for people who are cleaning offices and homes for a living.
Yes.
Or if you routinely do large vacuuming jobs like at church or schools,
churches,
things of that sort.
Absolutely. That's a big one. People that are in the cleaning business, their job is to clean, you know, 5-7 homes a week. And again, I can't say it enough. The amount of time that they spend in your home to make sure that job is perfect is unbelievable. I mean, they really work hard for the money that they make. And guys, if you know somebody out there that's working that hard, there's nothing worse that I hate to see is when they walk into one of these homes in Timber Creek and they're going to use a Bissell or a Dirt Devil vacuum to clean your very expensive home. They need the best. And they need something not only durable, but totally reliable. And the Infinity Vacuum Program is that without going broke. I promise you that. So in addition to that, listen, I carry every brand. If you like Dyson and want a Dyson, I won't talk you out of them. I don't talk people out of vacuums. I want them to find the machine that works well for them. So if it happens to be Dyson, if it happens to be Shark, what I can promise you is I will have the best price. You can try them in my store before you buy them to make sure it's the one for you. And that if you decide on that one, that's the one you're going to go home with. We offer free assembly and we handle the warranty in our store. So again, that's not another issue for you where you open up the box and you get a big sign that says, "Do not return this product to the store. Please call this 1-800 number," which almost every company is doing now. I will tell you to throw that sheet of paper away and just let us handle it because that's what we do at our store and that's what we've done for 60 years and three generations.
And I want to say before we go to the bump that for those people who may not have heard this show before, two locations,
yes.
Cottage Hill, just west of University, and Highway 98, what is it, about a mile south of Thomas Hospital?
About a half mile south of Thomas Hospital, same side of the street.
Yep.
And across the street from Old Time Feed. So definitely go see us. Telephone numbers in West Mobile, 661-3549, Fairhope, 928-9286. And we'll be right back.
Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Hour's almost gone.
It's almost gone. Let me do the advertising part so we can get on with this. We've got two locations, guys, at A&A Vacuum. West Mobile is a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. Telephone number there is 661-3549. In Fairhope, a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98. Telephone number there is 928-9286. Please check out our webpage, shoppingforvax.com. shoppingforvax.com, shoppingforvax.com. What is unique about our site is when you go there, you're going to see something about us. I mean, we have a lot of great products, but the best thing that we sell in our stores is us and the fact that we're there every day. We're going to be the, whether it's working on your vacuum, selling you stuff, central vacuums, we farm none of this out. It's all done by us and our children, and you get to see that. Instead of a picture and a description of a vacuum, which everybody does, I literally do short demonstrations of various machines so you can see how they work and you can see something about our store and how we operate so that you can feel very comfortable. You know, there's something I don't know if you're like this. I have to admit I'm like this. You ever pull up at a store and you're not sure if they're open or not? And I will sit in the car until someone else gets out first to pull on the door.
Yeah.
If they can go in, well, okay, great, then I get out. So there can be something a little weird to some of us going into a small business and you're afraid they're going to get a hold of you and not let go.
By the way, I haven't said this in a long time. You and Tony and the rest of the family, y'all are about the most low-pressure salesman I've ever met.
Thank you. That's exactly what we want.
Because you just totally feel comfortable. Come in. I'm surprised you don't offer them coffee and donuts, but at least you offer them an opportunity to test drive the vacuums and get a feel for them and see what's going on.
And you're right. Sometimes people just have their iPhone out and want to stroll around, take in our place, maybe even take pictures of the machines and just see. You ever wanted to see in a store how a price compares next time? That will not bother me in the least. So if you want time, we will ask, and sometimes they'll say, I just want to look around for a second. Look, I'm like that. So I don't mind that a bit, mm-hmm. and I'll step back in the back and let you kind of take in the place a little bit.
But you promise you're going to beat Amazon, even if they try to sneak in a price change at the last minute.
Well, and that is always an ongoing thing that I'm trying to learn, and my children are trying to teach me. But, you know, even with every Sunday morning, I kind of go over our pricing and compare mine to Amazon's price. Every once in a while, I've either found it or a customer has found it where somebody beat me. Hey, all I need to know is what the site is. I will beat it immediately. So I have no problem with that. I don't get embarrassed about that. And quite frankly, customers have been very kind to me. They've never done a aha. What they've done is almost, look, I don't expect you to beat this. I just wanted you to know.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to pay more in your store, which is such a compliment, but not a chance. We're going to beat the price.
And the thing about coming into a physical store, and this is kind of a pet peeve of mine, really, is that you know exactly what you're getting. And if there is any, and first of all, you don't have to put the darn thing together.
Yes, right.
That's another one of my pets. But the other thing is that, you know, you can test drive it, you can see, and you don't have to worry about it being shipped and maybe somebody trying to steal it off your front porch. That seems to be going around.
Well, good point, yeah.
And if something's wrong with it, you don't have to box it up and send it back halfway around the world.
Yes.
You know, you're just right there.
And that's one of the things that it's got to hurt you. You
can buy it now and take it out the door.
Absolutely. And know what you're getting and know why you bought it. But, so if you go home and your friend says, well, my friend just bought a XYZ vacuum from such and such, you're going to be able to say, you know what? I tried that one in the store next to this one, and it wasn't even close. And in the case of Miss Colglazer, who bought the Infinity machine, she tried it against Shark. So she could easily say, look, it wasn't even close. I watched the amount of pickup between one and another.
I mean, the Shark was okay.
It was okay, yes. Yeah. And again, there isn't a vacuum, I don't care if it's $39, that if you cut it on today, it will pick up dirt. It's how much dirt does it leave behind, and more importantly, how well do these machines do in 30 days after purchase? And you watch the reviews, and reviews of products, out of the gate, almost everybody gets a 5-star. And then as time goes by, if you'll watch them, it'll start to dip dramatically because things will break on it that naturally all of us would go, man, if they had spent, you know, $2 more making this machine, these problems wouldn't have happened. And more importantly, I could get them fixed because there was a place that could fix that stuff. But it's hard to fix plastic that just melts or breaks. So anyway, that's what our store has to offer. That's what our website has to offer. Please check out our Facebook page. Remember to check out our podcast of this show because that way you can watch or listen to it anytime you want.
And until the schedule changes, this show is also being repeated tonight at 11 o'clock right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Yes, as if you needed to hear any more of me.
Well, in case they think maybe I didn't hear David right when he was explaining the Infinity program.
That's right.
I'll have to listen again. Just he couldn't have said that.
Yes. Now, Charlie, are you ready for Christmas?
Yes, I am, but I also wanted to explain I had to bring a turntable into the station.
I was going to ask.
Everything's
yes.
on computers, and for you younger folks, a turntable is one of those things that you put this round plastic thing down on it called a record, and then you have a tone arm with a little needle in it, and you put that down, and it plays through the grooves, and the music comes out.
My dad was a big vinyl guy, loved his vinyl albums, and from that, I grew up listening to all the people that he used to listen to. So Barbara Streisand might have been one. But one of his favorites was Gladys Knight and the Pips.
And we usually play Rainy Night in Georgia.
No.
Anyhow, tonight we're not going to do that.
Yes.
Because she did some Christmas songs.
Oh, she did a lot. And Dad always loved that he snuck in to see her when she was just young and starting out. He got to sneak in.
Did you hear that little scratchy on the record there at the beginning? This is so pretty.